The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Mishpatim. There are many, many mitzvahs in Parshas Mishpatim, but the Torah opens up in this Parsha with the dinim, the laws of avodim, slavery. And in the Torah, maybe you should turn the fans down a bit. I think it's disturbing. Not these, but those fans. I think it's disturbing to them. In the Torah, we find a number of different types of avodim, of slavery, even though it's not a custom today, it's not relevant or prevalent today. But let's see what we find, and there's much we can learn from this. I'm going to mention five different types. The beginning of the parsha, it states, "Kisit ne'eved ivri she'shonim yavoi to bashvi she'etzi lachov shechinom." That if you acquire an eved who is an ivri, a Jewish slave, he should work for 6 years, and in the seventh year he should go out free. This is referring to a mochruhu bezdin, the Chazal tell us. That's a person who was sold to slavery by the courts, by the Bezdin. And when is this? This is Machruhu Bignevosoi. He stole, he doesn't have money to repay. The court can sell him in order that he should repay the debt which he incurred through stealing. And Rashi brings us. And when they do sell him, they can sell him only to a fellow Jew. And this is brought in Perichov Beis, Pasuk Beis, where it states, "Imzorcha Hashem Shisis the Imbamachteris Shimotzi Haganov." If you find someone who's breaking into a house to steal, im einlei, so shalem yishalem, he has to pay for what he stole. If he doesn't have the money to pay, v'nimka b'gnevosa, he can be sold for his theft. This is the only time that the Bezdin, that the courts have the authority to sell someone. We'll elaborate on this in a minute. Then there's a second type of eved ivri, of a Jewish slave, and this is brought not in our parsha, but in Parshas Behar. This is in Bamidbar, Chof Hei Lamates. Vayikra, Chof Hei Lamates. The Torah tells us, V'chi yomu chachicho imoch, v'nim ka'aloch, that when your fellow Jew becomes very, very poor, and he's so poor that he has nothing, so therefore he sells himself as a slave. This is referred to a mocher atzmai, when he sells himself as a slave, and he's allowed to, but he must sell himself to a fellow Jew, not to a non-Jew. But if he would sell himself to a non-Jew, it would be a legal machira. The sale would be valid. Then we have a third type of eved. And again, that's brought in our parsha, right in the beginning, that we said it stated that he would sell himself, and in six, he would sell himself as a slave, and in 6 years he would go free, for 6 years, and in the seventh year he would go free. And Pasuk Hei, it states, Vim Omar Yomar, or eved. But if the eved will say, "Oh, after yes Adoni, yes Ishti ves Bonai, I love my master, I love my wife, I love my children," Now this is the wife and children, the wife which his master gave him, and the children that he had from her. La'etze chofshi, I do not want to go free. V'gish adon avel elohim, v'gish al adeles, o ala mezuzah. So then his master will bring him to the courts, and they will bring him next to the doorpost. V'rotza adon av es oznai b'matzeya, and they will bore a hole in his ear. V'avod ele olam, and he'll serve forever. And on that the Chazal Darshan, serve forever means until the Yovel. The Yovel which comes every 50th year, whenever that will come. So this is a third type, which is called the Nirtza, the one who wanted to stay, and he has a whole board in his ear, and he serves till the Yovel. Now this is referring to one of the to either one or both of the previous types of slaves that we just mentioned, either Machru Bezdin or Machor Atzmai, where the Bezdin sold him, or where he sold himself. Actually, this is a Machleges Tanoim. This is a dispute in the rabbis of the Mishnah, in the Gemara and Kedushin Yudalit. Does it refer specifically to the Machru Bezdin, to the one that the Bezdin sold, because that's that particular parsha speaking about, or does it refer to both? Then we have a fourth type of slave, and that is also mentioned in our parsha. That's immediately following. Pasuk Zayin, v'chiim kod ish es bito lo'omo. That if a person sells his daughter, le'seitze kitzei sa'avodin. Now this is referring to a young daughter until she's 12 years old. After that, he does not have any authorization over her anymore in regards to many of these things. And this is known as an omo ha'ibriya. And again, this is only where he could sell her to another Jew. Then we have a fifth type of slave, which is known as an... incidentally, in the case of the daughter, she would go free when she's 12 years old, or other cases that the Gemara brings. The fifth type of slave is an Eved Knani. That's an Eved, a slave which was not Jewish. And that is brought also in Parshas Behar, which we had before. In Perek Chofei, Posuk Memhei. Begam im ne hateshovim, agorim imochem mehem titnu, umimishpachtom asher imochem asher hilidu bi'artzechem behoyu lochem la'achuzot. That from the nations around you that live amongst you, you can buy them, you can acquire them, and they shall belong to you, and their children will belong to you. So these are the slaves which are known as an Eved Kenani. They came from the Kenanim. They were non-Jewish. Now in such a case though, the rabbi, the Jewish master, has to be mal, he has to circumcise and be tovel, and he has to put the Eved in the mikveh, all the shem abdus. With the intent that with this he will become a servant. And then this is a type of a gerush. This is a type of a conversion, because through this he becomes a miksas Yisrael. He becomes partially a Yisrael, the kedushas Yisrael, the sanctity of Yisrael, and he becomes chayev, obligated b'chol mitzvahs leisaseh, in all negative commandments of the Torah, and also in all positive commandments, she'ein hazman groma, which are not governed by time. So these are the five of the slaves mentioned in the Torah that we are mentioning this evening. Machru Bezdin, one that is sold by the Bezdin. Machor Atzmai, one that is sold by himself. The Nirtza, one who does not want to go out, and he gets his ear bored with a hole, and he wants to serve longer. The daughter that is sold, and then the Eved Kenani, the non-Jewish slave. Now, even though, as we will see later, even though that we see later that the Torah looks down upon slavery very much. But still, and this we'll go into in a minute or two, but still we see that the Torah gave a great deal of protection to the slave. And we have many mitzvahs when it comes on how we must treat them. For example, and we'll cite some, when it comes to the Eved Ivri or the Omer Ivri, the Jewish slave. Firstly, when it comes to the Mochru Bezdin, Bezdin sells. La'elam ein Bezdin Rishalim Korshum Ish L'chei Vesov. Bezdin, the courts can never sell a person because he owes money. You know, slavery was something which was very prominent and very common by the nations of the world, and up just to recent times. It wasn't a thing of a long past, but just up to very, very recent years. And the fact is, it still prevails in many countries today. They don't like to advertise it, but it still prevails in many countries today. For example, there was an article in some of the international magazines about Sudan, where Sudan, it was estimated that there could be 500,000 or 1 million slaves. Now, here the courts never had the authorization where they could forcibly sell anyone, even though he owed a lot of money. This was prevalent amongst the nations of the world. Someone owed a lot of money. Sometimes you could put him in jail, his debtors, or sometimes they could be sold as a slave to their debtors. Torah never gave the courts authorization where they could sell anyone because he owed money, or the Shum Aveira Shebetera, or for any Aveira in the Torah, a person could ever be sold as a slave. There was only one exception, and that was this exception, the Nimka Bignevosoi, where he is sold because of theft. That if he steals and he does not have money to pay back the money he stole, then the courts could sell him. And that was dafke, that was only to repay the keren. When someone steals, so he could end up owing double the amount he stole. That's the din of kefil. Sometimes dalet behei, sometimes there was a penalty where he had to pay 4 or 5 times the amount which he stole. Here, you could sell a person only to pay back the keren, the actual amount he stole. If he had enough to pay that, but he couldn't pay any of the penalties, you weren't allowed to sell him. And also that was only where he was not worth more than what he stole. For example, let's say he stole 1,000 rand and he's worth 2,000 or 3,000, you couldn't sell him, because in that case the one he was sold to would get more than the actual amount owed. So in that case you couldn't sell. And like we mentioned, only to a Yisrael could you sell him, and not to an Akum, to a Goy. And also an Isha Le'olam Einanim Geres, you can never sell a woman, a girl, the courts forcibly. And when he was sold, so the maximum that he could be sold for, unless he willingly wanted to serve more, would be 6 years, or Yovel, if it was Poga Beitchila. In other words, if the Yovel came before the 6 years were up, he would go out on the Yovel, or Achiyifta, or if he got a hold of some money, or his relatives gave him some money to pay off his master, then he would go free. And he would go free forcibly, by the master could not withhold this from him. So this is in regards to the Eved Ivri. In regards to the Omer Ivri, the daughter that was sold, and also in regards to the Mocher Atzmai, the one who sold himself, there the Torah tells us that since it states V'chi Yomuch Achicho, when your brother waxes poor, La'elam, then never a person has permission to sell himself or to sell his daughter until the point comes where he has literally nothing left. He is so poor and so destitute that he's left with nothing. then one was allowed to sell himself. But even then, it was a mitzvah on the kohen, on the relatives, to be paid to redeem him as quick as possible. When it came to the daughter, so it was a mitzvah also to see that she could redeem herself, or it was a mitzvah on the Odin and the master to marry her so she should not remain destitute, or to marry her off to his sons, one of his sons. So this is a general description. To go into some more particulars, the Rambam brings in Hilchos Avodim, in Perek Aleph, Perakalav Halocha He, Echara Mechere Satzmai, Oshem Machru Bezdin. When one sells himself, or the Bezdin sells him, Eina Nimke Befarheshia Al Ebena Mekach. You cannot sell him in public. These places, it was almost all over, it was universal, where slavery was common. So where did you buy and sell slaves? There was a special place called the slave market. And there, they would have what was known Evan Amekach. This was a big stand or a big stone where the slave would stand so everyone could see him, and then they could bid for him. So when a Jew sells himself, or the Bezdin sells him, we're not allowed to have him sold the Faresha publicly, Al Evan Amekach, the Labor Simta, or on the side street where they had these slave markets, kederek shavodim nimkorim, like the slaves were sold. Shenem aleim karum emkeres obed. States later on in the Torah that he should not be sold the way slaves are sold. And einanim kele betzino vederek obed. You have to sell him with privacy, modesty, in an honorable fashion, because the Torah was very concerned about the integrity and the honor of the person. In Halacha Vav, the Rambam brings, Kol Eved Ivri, any Jewish slave, or Salavei by Beferech, and not allowed to do with him what was called Avedis Perech. Many times we have in the Torah where it says Leisavei by Avedis Perech. We have that in the parashas that deal with the Golus Mitzrayim, the Shibud Mitzrayim, we were enslaved in Egypt, it states that there they gave us Avedis Perech. They made us do a work which was called Avodis Perech. Ezi Avedis Perech, what is Avodis Perech? So Avedis Shein Lekitzva. That's, for example, a type of work that has no limit. Avedis Shein Etzorech Lo, or a type of work that you do not really need. You're just telling your Eved to do it in order that he should do it. Or you don't want him to be idle. So therefore the Chachomim said, you should not tell him, Ado tachas akfanim asher ad she'ovoi. Do not tell him to dig in the vineyard until I come back, because he never knows when you come back, so he never knows how long to walk. You do not give him an exact amount of time. But rather tell him that you should dig until 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or until this place here. Or the same thing, you should not tell him, dig in this place and you do not need the digging, or warm up this cup for me, warm up some water for me, and he doesn't need it. If someone does that with a Jewish slave, he transgresses a negative commandment. As it states, Leisir Dabei Bechore, you're not allowed to work him the Ferech. You're only allowed to give him work which has clear definitions and work that you need. It's the second halacha. Another halacha, the Rambam brings in halacha zayin. Kol eved ibri osel Yisrael shekoneo la'avidu bedvorim bozim shen v'chodim la'asay sahavodim. Any Hebrew slave, the master is not allowed to make him work types of work which are very disgraceful or lowly to him. For example, sheyolech achrav kelev lebeis amerchatz or yach leitzlei manolov shnema leisaved be'avedis obed. The type of work that generally only a slave will do. When the master is going to the bathhouse to have him assist him and carry his clothes there and back, or to remove his shoes, or to tie his shoes on him. But in a neig by elikischir, shenema kischir keteshiv yimoch. Even though you own him, you must treat him merely as a hired worker. He's allowed to cut your hair. He's allowed to wash your clothes. He's allowed to bake for you. But you cannot make him into a baker for the public, or a barber for the public, or a washer for the public, unless this is what he was before. But if he was not this before, those things you can have him do for yourself, but you cannot make him do it in a public fashion. Now, the Rambam explains, Israel can do this, because this is his profession, and he's doing it out of his own choice. So if somebody wants to be a barber, he's allowed to. If somebody wants to open up a laundry house, he's allowed to. To open up a bakery, he could. But an Eved, he says, since he now was sold as an Eved, and even though he might have sold himself with Rotzayim, but nevertheless, now he's sold, and Nafshe Shvolem Yod, and he's very downtrodden. So therefore, the Torah commanded us to be very careful with him, that we shouldn't push him down anymore. So therefore, we have to be careful. In Halacha Tes, the Rambam brings, Kol Eved Ivri or On Ivri, every Hebrew slave or daughter, a daughter that was sold. Chayva Odom La'ashveisen Leib B'maychel B'mashke B'ksuse B'modor. The Odin has to treat his slave in an equal manner that he treats himself when it comes to his eating, his drinking, his clothing, and the way he lives. Shenemar ki teiv le imoch. Now this is by a Jewish slave. The Torah later on in Parshas Re'eh, the pasuk is in Re'eh Tesvav, pasuk Tesayin, says ki teiv le imoch, that it'll be good for him with you. So from there we learn that you have to treat him in an equal fashion that you treat yourself, or you have to treat her in an equal fashion. Shleite atoechel pas noki v'mechel pas kibor, that you shouldn't eat a good bread and give her a very, very bad bread, a rough bread. Ato sheisi yain yoshon v'sheisi yain chodosh, or you drink good old refined wine and you give him wine which is not good. Ato yoshen al gabi muchin v'hu yoshen al gabi ateven, you sleep on a mattress with feathers and he sleeps, you give him a mattress of straw. So we see that you have to live in an equal fashion. You have to elevate him in an equal fashion to your standard. Mikan omru. So the Rambam brings, this is a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chof, that from here we see, kol akeina ever ivri kekeina odan latzmai. Whoever buys an ever ivri is actually buying a master for himself. Taisvus asks the question. He says, why is it like buying a master to yourself? Master means someone who's better than you. Should say that if you can't have it ivri, so it's as if you're buying someone who you have to treat equally, not an eved, but someone that you have to treat equally. But it says, Mikan omru kol ha'kein eved ivri is kekeino odin latzmai. It's as if you're buying a master over you. See, he brings from Ablig Dishalmi. Dishalmi says, what happens if a person has only one pillow? For him to use it and not his eved, that is not allowed, because the eved has to live his standard. For no one to use it, that is also not allowed, because that's midas dayim. The Gemara says that one is not allowed to act in a way of midas dayim. These were the anhogos, the practices of those that came from stones, and then of zelechosar, because for no one to use it, that's just being spiteful. So I have to give it to the eved. So it comes out he gets the pillow and I don't. So it's kekena odin latzmai, that if you buy an eved ivri, there are times when he will have to live even a better life than you. We also find in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, Kol Eved Ivri Harei Odin Chai B'Mezeinis Ishtei Anasulai, that when you buy an Eved Ivri, so not only do you have to feed him, but you have to feed his wife and children also that he comes in with. You undertake all of that responsibility. And then also it's the Torah commanded us in Halacha Yud Gimel, Kol HaMishaleach, Halacha Yud Dalet, Kol HaMishaleach Abdoi VaAmosoi, that whenever you send away your slaves, be it the male or the female slave, you have to send them away. You're not allowed to send them away empty-handed. Le'tishalcheno reikon, because the Torah says, this is in Parshas Re'eh, Hanik Tanik Esoi, that you have to send them away with all types of gifts. Mitzeincho, umigoncho, umiikvecho. You have to give them sheep, you have to give them grains, you have to give them from your wine, and there's all kind of gemaras on how much you have to give them when they leave. And if you do not give them, and you send them away empty-handed, then you were mevatel a mitzvah zeh and a leis aseh that's written in the Torah. So we see that when it comes to an eved ivri or an om ivriya, the Torah gave them much protection on how to treat them, and you have to be very careful. You know, it was very well known that the slaves by the nations of the world, they were treated with great cruelty and great ruthlessness. They were beaten, and who knows what else. Not so when it came to the Torah. Now we have Eved Kenani. Now the Eved Kenani is the non-Jewish slave that you purchase from those that live around you. Even though he was not a fellow Jew, he was also given much protection. Firstly, we said, Nasis Mixas Yisrael, that when you bought a Nebuchadnezzar and he became yours, he became your property forever, and his children also. And you could trade with him, barter, you could sell and buy. But you had to null him, circumcise him, take him to the mikveh, and he became partially Israel, and he became chayev, obligated in all of the mitzvahs, essays, positive commandments, and mitzvahs leis aseh shein hazman groma, and all the negative commandments that were not zman groma. Secondly, we find, and that's in our parsha, that it states, see, we have also the parsha of Eved Kenani here. States, where is that? That's in Chof Al Chofov. B'chiyake ish es ein avdoi es ein amosoi. What happens if you mistreat him? Which again was commonplace by the goyim. You mistreat him and you hit him, and you injure his eye to the point where you blind him in an eye, or you knock out his tooth. Now this refers to both a male or a female slave. Lachofshi shalchenu tachaseinai. He gains his freedom from that. If there was this undue cruelty to him, then he would go free. There was no way the Torah penalized you, and there was no way that you could keep your authority over him. From here, the Chazal darshan, there was not only ein v'shein, an eye or a tooth, but it was any one of the chof dalad rosh eivorim she'enam chazrin. The Chazal list off 24 various parts of the body that if they're injured to the point where they're shichaso, where they're destroyed, they will not regrow. So any one of those, if you injured your eved or your shivcha, then they gain their freedom. The Rambam brings in Perek Tes Halacha Ches, right at the end of Hilchos Avodim, the Rambam says as follows. He says, even though many of these chumras, many of these stringent laws that we mentioned some of them, that the Torah cautioned us, were in regards to an Eved Ivri, a fellow Jewish slave, and not an Eved Kenani, not this non-Jewish slave. Nevertheless, afal pi shadin kach, nevertheless, midas chasidus, the dake chokhma, this a person must listen to carefully. Afal pi kein, should midus chasidus v'darkei chochma she'odem rachmon v'reidiv tzedik v'leyachbid ulei al avdoi. Nevertheless, even when it came to your non-Jewish slaves, your goyish slaves, Eved Kenani and Eved Amma and a Shivcha Kenanis, he says it was the way of the chasidim, of the righteous, and this is the way of the chachomim, that a person should be a rachman, he should be compassionate towards them, beredev tzedek, and righteous with them, and belayach bid ulay al avdoi, and do not put too much weight of a burden on your slave, velo yetzalay, and do not cause him suffering, beyachilehu v'yashkehu mikol maichel mikol mishka, and to give him to eat from everything that you have, and to give him to drink from everything that you have. Chachomim arishainim, the early chachomim, hoyunoisnim le'eved, they would give to their non-Jewish slaves, mikol tafshul utafshul shehoy olchim, from every tafshul, everything that they would eat, they would give some to the slaves. And not only that, umagdimin mozein abehemus vahavodim vesudas atzmon. But not only that, but first they would feed their animals and their slaves, and then they would feed themselves. Harehu aimer. Now the Gemara brings, and where's the mocker for this? So the Kesef Mishnah brings that this is a Gemara in Kshubas, in Perikaf al Pidav Samach Aleph. The Gemara brings The Gemara says in Samach Aleph, Seif Omer Aleph. Brings two cases. It brings Abua bar Ihi, Abua the son of Ihi, and Minyamin bar Ihi, and Minyamin the son of Ihi. Chat Sofi Mikol Mino Mino. One would feed his servant. And the Rambam learns this goes on a servant who's a Canaanite. One would feed his servant. Rashi learns like this. One would feed his servant from everything that was being served at the table. That when they would serve the first course, he would take some of the first course and give it to his servants. These were the servants that were serving at the table. When they brought the second course, then he would take something from the second course and give it to the servants. Michol mino mino. Chat sofe michad mino. And the other would give to the servants from the first course in order to that they shouldn't stand hungry the whole time. But then he would let the whole dinner be served, and then at the end of the dinner he would serve them from the rest. First he would feed them the first course that was being served, and he would give them quite a bit of that, so that would break their appetite, and then he would let them serve the table till the end of the meal. And the rest he would serve them only after everything was served. Mar mishtoy Eliyahu Bahade, umar le mishtoy Eliyahu Bahade. The one that served them from every course, as that course was being served at the table, Eliyahu would come to him and speak to him. The one who would serve his eved just from the first course, and then he would wait for the whole dinner to be served, and then afterwards he would serve him the rest, Eliyahu wouldn't speak to that one. I don't know if he was speaking to him before. If he was, then he stopped. But he wouldn't speak to him. Then the Gemara brings another one. Now these were great Hasidim. Hanu Tartin Hasidei. There were two great Hasidim. Be'amri lo, Rav Mori v'Rav Pinchas, b'nei Rav Chisda. Some say it was Rav Mori, the son of Rav Chisda, and Pinchas, the son of Rav Chisda. Mar Kodim Sofi. Mar Kodim Sofi. One would feed his eved before he would eat, and mar me'acher sofi, and one would feed his eved only after everything was put on the table for the people to eat at the table. Sofi Eliyahu, the kodim sofi Eliyahu. The kodim sofi Eliyahu mishtoy ba'adei. The ma'acher sofi le mishtoy Eliyahu ba'adei. The one who would feed his eved right at the beginning, so Eliyahu would speak to him, or from each serving. And the one who would only feed his eved at the end, Eliyahu wouldn't speak to him. So this is the source of the Rambam. So the Rambam says, even though we were given far greater flexibility when it comes to the dealings together with an Eved Kenani than an Eved Ivri, but nevertheless he says this is not the derech of the Chachomim or the Chassidim. Bat Chachomim Arishenim Ha'inesnin Le'Eved Mikol Tafshibul Tafshishor Eichlin. They would give to their Eved from every Tafshil that they ate, U'magdimin Mosot. And not only that, they would give it to them before, both to the behemoths, the animals, V'avodim L'Sudas Atzman, before they themselves ate. Harevo Aimer Keini Abodim El Yad Adonehem Keini Shivcha El Yad Givirto. It's as it states, because the eyes of the slave is to his master, and the eyes of the Shivcha is to her master. This is how we look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein lo yevazeu biyad v'le bedvorim. And you should not shame him with your hand or with words. La'abdus mosrun hakose v'lei labusha. The Torah gave you the right to have avodim to serve you, but not that you have a right to insult them or to shame them. V'layar b'alav tzok v'kas. and you should not yell at them and scream at them and be angry at them. Eliyad yidaber imay benachas. You should speak calmly to them. Biyishma tainosov, and you shall listen to their complaints. V'chein mefurish bedarki iv hatevim shishtabach bahen imemos mishpat abdi b'amosi berivom. Iyov praised himself that he said that he always listened to the complaints and to the disputes of his avodim and his shvoches. When they came to them, they had a quarrel, they had a dispute, he would listen to them and iron it out for them. Ve'ein ha'azorius va'azus. Now we said that this is far from the nations of the world. I mean, they would use the whip and the rod on the slave. So he says, this is axorius. This is cruelty. Axorius and the azus and the chutzpah, that's mitsuya, that's common by the akum, by the idolaters. Avozare shel Avram Avinu, but the seed of Avraham, v'heim Yisrael shi'ispil em HaKadosh Baruch Hu tovas ha-Torah v'tziva yisam b'chukim mishpotim tzaddikim. And this is the nation which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to them the goodness of the Torah, and he commanded them in chukim, in the statutes, and in the laws which are righteous. Rachmonim heim alakol. They are compassionate to everyone, even if it comes to a lowly slave, a goyish slave. V'chein b'bineisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'tzivonu lidomeis b'hem. See, we have a mitzvah esse, a positive commandment, where we are supposed to emulate ourselves to the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the mitzvah here, because it states HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachma v'akol naisav, that he is compassionate on all of his creations. V'chol ha'marachim marach min olov, and whoever is compassionate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be compassionate towards him, as it states v'nosan l'chorachamim v'yichamcha v'yibecho, that you shall, he will give you rachamim, and he will be marachim on you. So we see that even though the Torah gave us much more room when it comes to treating how to treat an Eved Kenani, nevertheless, it was only through the ultimate of good and kind ways that was the preferable way. These were the ways of the Hasidim and the Chachomim Rishenim. Now to one final point. And that is, I mentioned before, the Torah gave great protection to the Avodim, as we see. But at the same time, we see consistently that the Torah was Megana. The Torah looked down very greatly on someone who was a slave. It wasn't something to be proud of. It wasn't something to look up at. For example, certainly in Eved Ivri, the Rashi brings that by the Eved Ivri, who sells himself, and then he becomes a Nirtza. This is in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. So Rashi asks, why does he become a Nirtza? Why must you bore a hole in his ear? So he says, well, if he stole, and that's why he was sold, because this was the ear that heard on Har Sinai that you're not supposed to steal. But what about if he didn't steal, but he sold himself? So Rashi says, Eizen Shishoma al Har Sinai kili b'nei Yisrael avodim v'holach v'kono odin la'atzmai tiratzeya. This is to tell the people that the ear that heard on Sinai, the kili b'nei Yisrael, that you are my, you belong to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. You are my avodim. And not, you are not to be avodim to other avodim. And you went and you sold yourself as an eved, so then let your ear be punctured. Then the same thing, Rashi brings another drosha. Why was there a mitzvah that his ear should be punctured next to the mezuzah? The mezuzah is the doorpost. So he said, Manishtana delas a mezuzah mikol kelim shebabayis, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, delas a mezuzah shoyev edim b'mitzrayim, because the door and the doorpost, these were witnesses in Egypt, that when I came over the night of Pesach, and I skipped over your houses, and I did not kill any firstborn in those houses. And I said, Ki libane yishul avodim avodahim b'le avodim l'avodim. They should be my servants and not servants to Egypt or any other avodim. And I took you out of Egypt, and you went now, and you went and acquired an odin la'atzmai, a master for yourself. Yiratzea bifneihem. Yitzha bifneihem. So therefore, let your ear be punctured by the door. That's in regards to the Eved Ivri. In regards to the Eved Kanani, the gracious slave, we see even more. In the parsha of the Akedah, when Abraham was taking Yitzchak to bind him and sacrifice him, and it states that they saw the place, Meirochek, they saw the mountain from a long way, and he was going with his servant Eliezer. Eliezer was an Eved Kanani. And he himself was a great person, Eliezer, but he was an Eved Kanani. He was also together with another one, Ishmael. So when he saw that place, and he didn't want to take them to that place, that was Har HaMoriah, that was the place where the Beis HaMikdash would be built. So Vayema Avraham, this is in Vayera, Chov Beisei, Vayomer Avraham El Na'orav. So Avraham said to the two that were with him, Shvu Lechem Pei Ima Chamor, you stay here together with the donkey, Vani Vahana Nechu Adkei, and I and the lad Yitzchok will go till there, and then we will come back. Now he told him to stay Im Achamor. Im, Ein Mem, can be read Im or Am. If it's Im, it means with the donkey. If it's Am, it means nation. So the Gemara Darshans, it's both. Im Achamor, stay with the donkey. Am Achamor, he says that they were like Am Hadem Lechamor. They were like a nation which is similar to a donkey. And from here, the Chazal tell us that an Eved Kanani is Ke'am Hadem Lechamor. They are like a nation which are similar to donkeys. So here the Torah is giving us a definition, an insight into an Eved. But here this is a Pella. How can you equate a person with a donkey? Imachamor, Amachamor, Amademe Lechamor. All right. He's not, let's say he's not on the top of the food chain. He's on the bottom of the food chain. But how can you equate him to a donkey? So the answer is that there's a Bir in Ifla. There's a wonderful explanation in this. And it's explicit in the Torah and in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchis Tshuva, Perikei, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam brings the Pasuk, which we have in Bereishis, that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas Tevara, so the angels came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said that you should chase them out of the Gan, lest they eat from the Eitz HaChaim also, the Tree of Life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is in Bereishis Gimel, Pasuk Chof Beis, Vayema Hashem Elokim, Heino Odom Hoya Ka'achad Mimenu, Lodas Tevara. Man now is like Ke'achad Mimenu. He's singular like us. But he knows the distinction between good and evil. And now, lest he will put his hand out and take from the Eitz HaChaim and eat and live forever, let's send him out of the garden. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Heino Odom Hoya Ke'achad Mimenu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Odom now is like one of us. What do you mean, one of us? Ladas Tevara, to know good and evil. So the Rambam says, what does this mean? Heino Odom Ke'achad Mimenu. Odom is like no other Nivra. He's like no other creation in the entire world. He's a Yechidi. He's all alone. Why? Because Hain min zeh shal odom hoye yochid be'elam. Be'ein min sheni demelei be'zeh ho'inyon. Sheyehu me'atzmai be'daitai u'be'makshavta yodea hatev v'ra ve'ese kol ma shechofetz ve'ein mi sheyakev b'yodim alases hatev o'ara. There is only one creation in the entire world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, in my whole world, only one creation that can distinguish between good and evil and can choose between good and evil, and no one can stop him. And that's man. And therefore the Rambam says, Rishus l'chol adam nesuna, to every individual permission was granted. Im rotze l'hateis atzma l'derech tova l'yei sadik ha-rishus b'yodai. If he wants to do good and be righteous, permission was granted. Im rotze l'hateis atzma l'derech ro, or if he wants to do evil, permission was l'yeis rosha, rishus b'yodai, permission is granted. And that's what the Torah said, that this power, we're speaking here of the power to know, to distinguish, and to be able to choose, where no one stops him. This power was given only to one creation in the entire world, and that was man. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. He said that Hain, Ushekosa b'Torah, Hain o Odom hayakachad b'menu, man is an individual in the entire world, Lodas Tevara, to distinguish between good and evil. Now, Rashi says on that Pasuk, he says, Harehu Yochid b'tachtonim, Kimeshana Yochid b'elyonim. Man is an individual in the lower worlds, unique in the lower worlds, like I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is unique in the upper worlds. Umahi Yechidosai, what's his uniqueness? Ladas Tevara, he can distinguish between good and evil, and he can choose between good and evil. Masha Enkein b'behem b'chaya. Not so with Behemoth v'Chaya. This means that the whole distinction between man and animal is the power of Bechira, the power of this free choice. That's what makes him individual. Take away the power of free choice from man, and just like you have donkeys, you have cattle, you have giraffes, you have man also. He's another type of species in the world, but it's not different. What makes him different than all creations in the entire world is because he alone knows the difference between good and evil. He alone has the power of choice between good and evil. Now, someone who goes and becomes an Eved, he limits his power of free choice. He went and was Kena Odom Atzmai. He was Kena master for himself. The Yishalmi says that we don't know if an Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave, can say Shema Yisrael. Because it states in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you proclaim the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the only master. How can you proclaim he's your only master when you have another master? Mishi Yeshle Odom Echad Velei Shnei Adonos. For someone who has one master, not many masters. So therefore, when someone goes and he becomes an Eved, so he has limited his power to execute his free will between good and evil, between free choice. So he has minimized his distinction between man and animal. He's built different. You got a million animals that are built different from one from the other. And therefore he becomes imachamor am hadeimelachamor. That's the level of an Eved. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that let by the Eved Ivri, who wants to serve further, let his ear be bored by the delis and the mezuzah.
because I took you out of Mitzrayim in order that you should have no other master, but you should be free to serve only me. Ki li avodim l'Israel, v'le avodim l'avodim. You should be servants to me and not servants to other servants. And you went and acquired a master for yourself. So let his ear be bored next to the door of the mezuzah. So even though the Torah has safeguarded an Eved, because he's still a human being and we have to give him his rights and we have to take care of him, but nevertheless the Torah frowned greatly on someone who wasn't him. And this is totally contrary to being a Ben Yisrael, because one cannot be a Ben Yisrael unless he comes to the level of Cherus, where he's free from all of these other forces, from other masters, where he can go serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this gives us some biurim, some explanations into the parsha of Avodim in the Torah.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.